Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Liftoff by Eric Berger is a narrative history of SpaceX in its most fragile period, when the company was still an underdog and failure felt like the default outcome. Framed around the mid-2000s push to make a small, relatively low-cost rocket work, the book follows the founding team as they confront repeated launch setbacks, tight timelines, and constant cash pressure. Berger, a longtime space journalist, focuses on the human systems behind the hardware, how hiring choices, engineering culture, and decision-making under uncertainty shaped the company as much as engines and avionics did. The story traces how a mission-driven startup tried to compete with entrenched aerospace players, why its approach to iteration differed from traditional programs, and how a few pivotal moments turned existential risk into momentum. Rather than a broad biography, it reads as a case study in building a high-stakes engineering organization while the runway is burning down. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a startup enters an unforgiving industry. A central topic is how SpaceX positioned itself against the norms of the aerospace sector. The early company aimed to reduce launch costs while increasing launch cadence, a goal that challenged an industry built around long timelines, heavyweight documentation, and risk avoidance. The book highlights the basic asymmetry. Incumbents had political relationships, established suppliers, and reputations. SpaceX had ambition, a small team, and a willingness to iterate rapidly. This contrast shows up in how the team approached design trade-offs, how much work they pulled in-house, and how aggressively they compressed schedules. Berger presents the early program as a collision between startup logic and aerospace reality, where a single mistake can destroy a vehicle and end a company. Readers see why the market opportunity was both real and difficult, since customers demanded reliability while the company needed flights to learn. The narrative emphasizes the importance of strategic focus in a young company, choosing a first product, narrowing mission scope, and building credibility one launch at a time. It also explores how public skepticism, media narratives, and institutional inertia can shape the practical constraints on engineering progress and fundraising momentum. Secondly, Elon Musk as a leader under extreme constraints, another major theme is leadership style when time, money, and technical uncertainty all peak at once. The book examines Musk not as a distant icon, but as an active decision maker who pressed for speed, questioned assumptions, and demanded high performance. Berger describes how these behaviors could create clarity and urgency, but also friction and stress, especially in an environment where failure is expensive and often public. This topic is less about personality and more about mechanisms, setting aggressive goals, selecting key lieutenants, intervening in technical debates, and deciding when to accept risk. It also shows the practical leadership problem of aligning diverse teams, from propulsion to avionics to launch operations, around a common approach to iteration. The story underscores that leadership in such a setting is inseparable from resource allocation, when budgets are tight, choices about testing, suppliers, and redundancy become existential. Readers can take away a view of how a founder can shape culture through what they reward, what they tolerate, and how they react to setbacks. The book also highlights the role of commitment, including personal financial exposure, as a signal to employees and partners during the hardest stretches. Thirdly, engineering culture, iterate fast, test hard, learn in public. The book repeatedly returns to the culture SpaceX developed around rapid learning. Instead of treating each launch as a rare, pristine event, the team pursued a rhythm of build, test, fly, and fix, accepting that early failures would happen, but insisting they become data. This topic explores how that mindset influences engineering practice, simplifying designs when possible, building internal capabilities to avoid long supplier delays, and using tight feedback loops to improve reliability. Berger outlines how testing and manufacturing choices are not just technical decisions but cultural ones, because they determine how quickly a team can diagnose problems and implement corrections. The narrative also conveys the challenge of balancing speed with rigor. Moving fast can amplify mistakes, yet moving slowly can run out the clock on funding and morale. In that tension, the organization had to learn where to be disciplined, such as configuration control and root cause analysis, while still maintaining momentum. Readers also see how communication patterns matter, including the ability to elevate bad news quickly and the expectation that engineers can argue from evidence. The broader lesson is that a culture built for iteration can be a competitive advantage, but only if it is paired with accountability and a relentless focus on turning failure into improved process, not repeated error. Fourthly, the Make or Break Falcon 1 campaign, a defining arc, is the sequence of Falcon 1 launch attempts and the accumulating pressure that came with each setback. The book uses these campaigns to show how complex systems fail in messy, interconnected ways, and how organizations respond when every department is strained. Each attempt becomes a window into operations, from preparing vehicles and coordinating range logistics to making last-minute technical calls with limited information. Berger depicts how repeated failures can erode confidence externally while simultaneously strengthening internal competence, because the team is forced to refine diagnostics, procedures, and design margins. This topic also highlights the emotional and financial compounding effect. After a failure, teams must rebuild hardware, explain causes, reassure customers, and keep staff motivated, all while cash dwindles. The story illustrates how turning points in engineering often come from painstaking investigation and the discipline to change what must be changed, even if it threatens schedule. It also clarifies why success in this context is not a single moment of ignition, but the culmination of thousands of choices made under fatigue and uncertainty. For readers, the Falcon 1 period becomes a vivid case study in resilience, systems thinking, and how high-stakes projects survive the gap between bold vision and early reality. Lastly, from survival to credibility, contracts, customers, and momentum, beyond the engineering struggle, the book shows how business fundamentals determine whether technical progress becomes a sustainable company. A key topic is credibility, winning customers, securing contracts, and proving reliability to stakeholders who cannot afford repeated failures. Berger traces how external validation, particularly from institutional buyers, can change a company's trajectory by providing funding stability and a clearer roadmap. This includes the practical work of demonstrating capability, meeting requirements, and building trust with partners who may be cautious about a new entrant. The narrative also emphasizes timing. When a company is early, a single major contract or a single successful mission can shift perceptions and open doors, but delays can close them. The book highlights how SpaceX had to balance ambition with near-term deliverables, using early milestones to justify continued investment and to recruit talent that might otherwise choose established firms. Readers can see how strategy and execution interact. Product decisions influence customer fit, while customer needs influence technical priorities. The broader lesson is that even iconic technology companies live or die on cash flow, confidence, and commitments. Technical excellence is essential, but it must be paired with an approach to markets and institutions that converts demonstrations into durable demand and long-term operational scale. In conclusion, this book fits readers who enjoy narrative nonfiction about high-stakes technology, as well as entrepreneurs, managers, and engineers who want a realistic look at how breakthrough organizations are built. It is especially valuable for anyone interested in the space industry because it explains why reaching orbit is as much an organizational problem as a physics problem. The benefit is practical. You see how teams make decisions under uncertainty, how cultures form around testing and speed, and how leaders handle failure without losing direction. Those lessons translate to many fields where complex systems, tight deadlines, and scarce resources collide. Compared with broader biographies or generalized innovation books, Liftoff stands out by concentrating on a specific, pivotal window when outcomes were not predetermined. That narrower focus makes the story feel like a case study rather than a legend. It also offers a grounded view of how credibility is earned through repeated attempts, not branding. If you want inspiration without mythology and insight into the messy interplay of engineering, operations, and financing, this is worth buying because it delivers concrete, experience-based takeaways while still reading like an urgent, character-driven story. If you would like to support Eric Berger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.